Would you consider the Weekenders your first project that you finished, that felt like a finished body of work?
Totally. Like, my relationship to the project has changed so much since the relationship that I had with it when I was applying to grad school, because it's the project that I applied with. Mm-hmm. And since going to grad school and having, like, a fuller understanding of, like, the function of photography as a medium, mm-hmm. to now, I think before I went to grad school, I remember my first crit, I introduced the project as stage documentary, mm-hmm. which I think is, like, is still a good way to talk about the project, because it was definitely documenting a unique experience, the experience of falling in love, mm-hmm. And what that feels like. And Eleanor Carucci has a really nice way of talking about her work. Clearly, like, at that time when I was shooting that project, she was a huge influence to me. And she talks about making her pictures in order to kind of see what's happening, mm-hmm. and to understand, I guess, what's happening in her life and how she's feeling in another way. So it's like another, I don't want
to
use the word.
It's
lens.
Almost like getting outside of yourself to look at
your
own life in a way, or the people around you.
Yeah.
With another pair of eyes, even though they're your own, but seeing it in a photo feels separate.
Like an objective.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. And I think because I always get a little, like, shifty when I talk about this project, because I feel like I was so innocent when I was making that work, which in the one
it feels innocent. It feels like first love. Like, it's like images of you and your now husband falling in love, going on these weekend trips, being out in nature, camping, RV, like, there's that intimate sort of, like, sleeping bag, fooling around, but also, and, like, just also, a childlike being out naked in nature, kind of, like, almost, like, I want to say rebellious, but it feels just, like, abandoned. Like, happy abandon.
Yeah, like, there's not a lot of boundaries mm-hmm. there. It was just kind of this mm-hmm. open, like, wash of mm-hmm. Experience. And grad school, I wouldn't say that I'm jaded, but I'd say that I have a more calculated view of my medium.
Okay.
You know, and I see it, I don't really see it through those colored glasses like I once did. Which, on the one hand, I kind of love, because I feel like I have, control isn't the right word, but I feel like a little bit more purposeful, like directed with what I'm doing. But it's sad because I don't have that kind of, like,
what do you think it is now then? Do you think it's
my relationship with photography?
To that specific project, how has grad school made you jaded about it? Like, what's your jaded view of it now? Do you think it's too sentimental?
I think it's very sentimental, but mm-hmm. I think it's work I just can't make anymore.